Good morning, everyone, this morning. It's good to see you all here. It's a glorious day the Lord has given us. For this morning's devotion, we all turn to 1 John 4. I'll read the whole chapter. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us, and he that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And every one that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Saviour of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar, for he that loveth not his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. So the, the theme there in 1 John 4, amongst other things, is love. And I just wanted to look at what we owe our brother in Christ and how we should treat each other in the Lord. And James 4:1 says, from whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence even of your lusts that war in your members? That word members there is a limb or part of the body. So it's talking about, I guess, our desires in our bodies that would bring forth wars and fightings. They're not of God. In verse 8 says, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. So as children of God, if we don't love, we don't know the true God. In verse 20 and 21, the same chapter, it says, if a man say, I love God, and hate his brother, he is a liar, for he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loves God love his brother also. So God commands us there that if we are to love him, it is our duty to love our brother also. We can't do one without the other. John 13:34 says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye love one towards another. So here, Jesus is saying that this is to be one of the things that people can spot, that we are his children, if we have love towards each other. In Galatians 5:22, it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." One of the fruits of the Spirit here is love. If we have the Spirit abiding in us, all men shall know that we are the children of God. Romans 14:1, I was reading this in my devotions this week and it stood out to me. It says, "Him that is weak in the faith, receive you, but not your doubtful disputations." There was a couple of big words there, and I wonder what they mean. So I looked it up, and doubtful, the definition of that was to reckon thoroughly, to deliberate, by reflection or discussion, cast in mind, consider, muse, reason, think. And then the word disputation was to separate thoroughly, to withdraw from or implied, oppose. To discriminate, hesitate, contend, doubt, judge, be partial, stagger, waver. And so Paul was saying there, these things don't flow out of a heart of love, and it's not of God, so don't do this to your brothers in Christ. Which I thought was interesting. In Revelation 12:10, it says, "And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before God, before our God, day and night." So in the end there, that the enemy of our souls is cast down. He's the one that is accusing. And the word accuser meant to charge with some offence, accuse, object. And then the word accused, which is what the enemy does about us, was to hold down fast in various applications, have, hold fast, keep in memory, let, make, toward, possess, retain, seize on, or stay, take and withhold. And so that's what is, I guess, the opposite of love, is what we're not to do. In verse 4 of 1 John 4, says, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." And I just like that, thinking about that God's power in us is greater than that, and so that's how we can overcome. I guess all those things do not flow out of love. They're of the enemy, those opposite, opposing to love, that is not what we want to be doing. In Mark 10:45, it says, "For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many." And so our Lord came to love and to serve rather than to be served. In John 15:12-13, it says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends." And that's what our Lord did for us. He had such great love that he laid down his life. In verse 7 here it says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God." So I just wanted to have that in our minds today, that God is the author of love, and that's what we need to be showing towards one another in Christ. Thank you for your attention.